I'm out. Thank you so much for being here with me. I'll see you guys next Friday for another edition of Music Savvy Show. Stay tuned for hot takes on Music Savage. We have a new post every Friday, 4 o'clock. So be on the lookout for that. Follow us on at Music Savage on Twitter. My boys just walked in. That means it's time for The Loft. Get ready. Friday just keeps getting better. See you next week, kids. Frank Wine, The Loft, next.
Frank Y here in the studio. Del Kid is also present. We're ready to take you on a ride in the loft here. We have, of course, some moon rapping to start you off here at WMFO 91.5 Tufts Medford. We'll be right back. I got some George Winston for you. This is More Than You Know. Funk back with some Herbie Hancock here on The Loft. Thank you for tuning in. The Dilquary Hour will be in 15 minutes, so tune in for that too. Enjoy. I'm This is Papa Was a Rolling Stone, the Soul Train remix. Enjoy. And so, that was the Soul Train mix of Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Now it is time for the Dill Query Hour. So, this should be interesting. We have a bunch of cool questions coming up for Dylan. Just trying to get some nice background music going here. See if we can't set, we can facilitate this nice query. See what we got here. Yes. Perfect. All right. So, question one: is cereal soup?
I would have to say no. I can't, that's just the gut instinct right there. Like, technically, it could be, but I have to say broth is not milk. I don't think that could work.
Some would argue that the milk would be the broth.
Yeah, I just can't see that.
And the cereal is the veggies? Or the meat?
Or
floating in there?
Whatever.
I don't know, I think that's a pretty big question, so...
Yeah, I'll have to think about that one.
We'll let the audience decide. Is cereal soup, everybody? Think about it. Especially this morning when you're eating breakfast. Is that a concoction? Is that a soup? The next question is, more of a philosophical one. So, let's say somebody comes and sneaks up on you, and you're scared half to death. But what if somebody comes and sneaks up on you again, and you're scared half to death twice? What happens? Are you fully death?
Well, at that point, you'd be taking the half of the half.
Got a quarter left. So it's a fourth.
You got a quarter left there.
So really, in reality, you would never truly die. You'd
just getting smaller and smaller.
Division of yourself. Well, okay. Okay, yeah. You know what? I never really thought about that. Okay. We have one more question here. Just turn the... Oh, yeah. So, this is one for the Olympic Games. If one of the synchronized swimmers in a synchronized swimming team starts to, for whatever reason, drown, even though they are great swimmers, does the entire team drown with them? Is it a collective loss of conscience?
Depends how committed the team is. I've never seen it, but I'd be impressed.
So then do you think if one makes a mistake during a competition, they all have to make a mistake too? And do you think that the judges would look at that as a plus?
I think that would be a plus. That would be impressive to catch that quickly. But I think more often mistakes just go under the rug or under the pool.
Under the rug. Under the diving board. Yes, I would agree. And this one's just for me, but as I think it was Shakespeare said, all the world's a stage. And the audience is just
I've
watching.
Heard the quote. I didn't know Shakespeare. Right.
So if all the world... is this Shakespeare? I think it's Shakespeare.
It sounds like something you'd say.
Right. So if all the world is a stage, where does the audience sit? Or is it all just standing room only?
It's a good question.
What's your answer?
I'd say we're all standing room.
That stinks. That stinks. Damn. Well, that's too bad then. I guess we have the worst seats in the house. Actually, the best seats, because we're sitting right now, so. It's pretty good. Paid extra for these tickets here. So, this next tune, I know everybody probably loves this great classical music, but I'm going to have to end that soon. Because we have some really nice funk coming up here with the man himself, Stevie Wonder. So thank you for listening to The Quarry this morning, and we will be sure to bring back these great questions next week. Of course, different ones to stir the soul and facilitate some reflection on this fine morning. So thank you, Dylan.
It's very insightful, as always.
Excellent. So now we have Stevie Wonder with Superstition coming up next. Here on The Loft, this is 91.5 WMFO, Tufts, Medford.
On the wall, there is superstition.
Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers will take us away now with their rendition of Moanin' here in the loft. Thanks for tuning in. Frank White on the mic. Thank you. And we're picking it up again with the Bar Keys. This is Too Hot to Stop. Here we go. This is The Loft. Frank Y on the mic here. That was The Bar Keys, and that was Too Hot to Stop. Really great show today, great query, and even better music. Great vibes here on The Loft. Thank you for tuning in. Love all the support our fans are giving us here from around the world. WMFO is loved universally. We have, to finish off the show, I think it's sort of becoming a tradition here, something from Earth, Wind, and Fire, just to send you off into your day, grooving and moving. So, without further ado, we have Earth, Wind, and Fire. This is September. Thank you for listening to The Loft here. This is 91.5 WMFO, Tufts, Medford. Frank went on the mic, Dill in the studio. Again, thank you for tuning in. Have a great day.